What's going on, K-State Nation? This is a Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast here. Get right on down to business here. Serious business. Unfortunately, K-State baseball officially, after getting snubbed yet again for a spot in the regionals, K-State baseball is unfortunately done for the 2023 season after getting eliminated by TCU in the Big 12 tournament over the weekend. And yes, there's a lot of disappointment there. And I'm gonna try to keep this brief because we're gonna share our thoughts on the weekly pod coming up. It's gonna be just an Eddie Alex edition of the Pro Project Podcast weekly coming up. If you have not listened to episode 159 with yours truly, please go do that right now wherever you get your podcast. Okay. I just don't understand, you know, K-State and all this head-to-head stupid stuff, right? So, you know, K-State, you swept Oklahoma, and they get in, they're the last four in, and K-State, going into the weekend, you would have thought that all eyes were, during this tournament, that Texas, eliminating Texas, you know, at that time, I mean, it's on the recording, it's proof on the podcast, because I said it, thought we had our ticket punched to regional. At that time, I'm pretty sure, I wasn't the only one that said that. A couple of K-State sources closer to athletics, we know who they are, said it as well. You know, beating Texas, eliminating the number one damn seed in the Big 12 tournament, was going to be our ticket in. And then come find out, you know, other stupid dominoes fall. You had an 18 and 40 team get in the regional. That's just plain right stupid there. And then you got this. K-State's got to deal with this. And then the last, before the final decisions were made, all year, and Alex talked about this in a couple weeks ago on this very podcast about, you know, K-State was in on a lot of the regional brackets. Really, all of them. Even I checked as well to see where K-State was in all this. This system is an absolute freaking joke. To get bit by the committee yet again. It's just plain stupid. We might as well just get swept by Oklahoma and then get in. Right? It just doesn't make any sense because we swept Oklahoma. Clearly, it went down to those two teams there, and we get kicked out of the regionals, and Oklahoma gets in. Look at this, right? Going back to March 24th, the series with Oklahoma, which was at home, by the way, cleaned up game one, beat them in game two, and beat them in game three. We cleaned house on them in game one, 7-1, and the rest of them were one-run wins there. You would have told me that, you know, this was about run margins. You got to be out your damn mind. It's just baffling. And oh, by the way, yeah, I think, let's see, yeah, Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns got in. Stupid OU got in. Who else got in? I retweeted that out. I think Troy looked like they got in. I retweeted it. Let me see if I can do it better than what I've been doing here. Yeah, Arizona, OU. Yeah, Raging Cajuns, and look like Troy. Yeah, Troy, they got in last round. And K-State, first team out. That's just plain stupid. NCAA baseball committee, got to be shaming themselves for. I mean, what does the team got to do to get in this tournament? Obviously, like I said moments ago, I think we just should have been swept by Oklahoma. Then we would have got in, right? It's just plain dumb to think about that. Look, 35-24, 11 games over 500. You come, what? I mean, at the same time, I look at it this way, right? Yes, obviously, we're all pissed off, right, that we did not get this bid. And we all thought at that very time, back last weekend when we eliminated the best team in the Big 12 Conference this year, that we would have got a taste of that pie going to regionals. But then now, a couple days later, we are very pissed off at the community, NCAA, Division I baseball committee, that, you know, okay, K-State, you guys, y'all ain't nothing. Y'all gonna get kicked out of the curb. And on the flip side of that, and I'm gonna go harp on Alex's tweet last week about if K. This is what Alex tweeted out, and I'm summarizing this, that if K-State didn't get in, they have themselves to blame for this. I didn't say it. Alex said it. You go back to his Twitter, and, at AFA Aiden. I'm throwing him on the bus, but he did come out and say that. Now, look, I get it on the first, on the head side of the coin. I mean, we should have got in there. Look, Oklahoma, they did not make the final, the Big 12 title. It was Oklahoma State that got in there, and TCU, they got hot at the right time. TCU was nothing after the first half of the year, and all of a sudden, you know, I think you can circle really back to that K-State series in the regular season that they got hot, I think, in my mind. And I revert back to that first game of the season. We got fortunate. Look, baseball, it's a game of you got to play well, but at the same time, you got to get lucky as well. And I think for sure we pulled that rally off here at home. We escaped that. But after that, TCU just owned us, and they owned us in that Big 12 tournament. They beat us badly in that first game, and then we have to play them again, and we get beat by them again. I'm trying to pull up our schedule here really fast. Here, this is the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State season, baseball-wise, officially come to a close. And I think with that, outside of, you know, the three athletes for K-State men's and track and field that are competing or will compete in the championship meet, wraps up the 2022-23 athletic calendar year for K-State Athletics, folks, here. For the season, I'm trying to pull up the baseball schedule here at the same time I'm talking. I'm never good at that here as well. But again, on the tail side of the coin, right? We had our chances to prove this record way back when, right? Baylor, go back to Wichita State. You get swept by them in a season series. There, let's see. You lose to TCU. Well, actually, wait a second. Yeah, let me go back to February here real quick. Yeah, so you don't pick up a win. You lose 2-3 games in the Round Rock Classic there. I want to circle, let me see here. Yeah, Baylor, that stands out to me, obviously, there. You lose the worst team in the conference there in St. Thomas. St. Thomas, you should have beat those guys. You should have swept them. There, we already commented on Oklahoma. You beat them heads up. This is the issue. You beat them heads up, and this is the problem. This is the problem right here. You beat them heads up, you go further than OU, and you still get kicked out of the tournament or the regional. That's just plain old stupidness there by this committee. And, yeah, I'm going to put them on blast. And it's wrong. It's wrong in all sets of levels here. I don't know, and I probably need to pull up their record, too, because I'm probably pretty sure that K-State's, let me see if I can do it right here, is better overall. Yeah, because, look. Look at this. Well, you can't see it, but I'm pretty sure you can research it. K-State finished fifth in the conference. OU, where'd they finish at? Yeah, they're seventh. Proof is in the pudding, baseball committee. 13-11, fifth in the conference. OU finished seventh. K-State, what? 35-24. Look at this. 31-26. 4 wins better than Oklahoma, and you left us out of the tournament. You should be damn ashamed of yourselves for that. And, again, I know we pointed out this out over. I know you get tired of hearing us saying, you know, should have swept St. Thomas. Really should have. St. Thomas is a bad baseball team. Baylor, worst team in the league. Let me see that. Yeah, Baylor, worst team in the league. Worse than KU. 6-18. 20-35 for Baylor. The worst team in the Big 12 this year. But again, heads up. And I just can't. You just can't overlook that. It stands out white, clear as a dry erasing board. You just can't imagine. I feel for these players, the coaches, and P. Hughes put out a statement, which I'm going to read right now. He put out a statement earlier today. He was pretty pissed off about it. Everyone is. They're players, heartbroken over this deal. It's just flat out stupidness by this committee. And, yeah, we have a better record, Big 12 record, and an overall record than OU. and they get the stupid nod. We definitely got our ass snubbed, and I'm sorry for the language there, but it's just the proof is in the pudding. Right there, Pete Hughes here earlier this afternoon here. This is the Pro Project Podcast here. We got a few more minutes here on this daily edition here. Manager Pete Hughes after K-State getting robbed of a regional bib. Excuse me. Let's see. Division One Baseball Committee and the system failed K-State. Our program and our seniors. It was obvious that the committee overemphasized the RPI, a flawed metric, and the regional disparities of the RPI are glaring and still were used as a tool to form, shape, and make decisions. The most important criteria that has zero, and he put that in quotations, zero gray area to head-to-head competition is definitive. Someone wins and someone loses. We are left out in place of two teams that were finished ahead of the overall conference play, and also two teams we beat head-to-head. Why play the games if the records are not valued? When did we stop rewarding winning? It's inevitable and disappointing. Our players, a community, K-State Nation, deserves better. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Major Pete Hughes there, and yeah, what's the point of playing these damn games if we can't get a fair share? I thought, what happened to winning? Proofing it on the field. We gotta ride on these stupid ass computers in this day and age of social media, riding on the stupid computers. This is, reminds me back to the BCS when the college football in the early 2000s, right, relied on a crappy ass BCS system which robbed teams of the national championship, playing the national championship. Don't get me started there. Do not get me started there with all that crap. But yeah, it just goes to show that we're gonna rely on RPI and all this other BS crap. It just infuriates me. I can go on and on and on, but I'm gonna say most of this. Well, I've already shared half of what I'm gonna say. I better put this in the closet and save it for the weekly edition coming out on this podcast. It's just flat out disappointing. K-State, the best has been on the diamond in a couple years, 35-24. You finish fifth. Yeah, it just clear as day in the committee or whatever they're seeing, seeing something else, because y'all not seeing what we're seeing here in Manhattan, Kansas, as well. It's buffoonery there. And K-State actually was right there in the mix of battling for a conference title, regular season conference title. Anyways, we were second. We were finishing the top half for most of the league for most of the year, and y'all picking lame-ass Oklahoma, who was down for most of the year, and we swept them in the regular season. You gotta be kidding me that you picked them, but it is what it is. Whatever, you know, that just, whatever. Screw the system, screw the RPI, whatever. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it, wherever. There's gonna be more where that come from. Later on this week on the show. But we got to end this right here, because I got to go to Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify. You can tell I'm pretty fired up about this thing. K-State Baseball, they deserve better. For damn sure. If you're new to the podcast, welcome aboard. Apologize for all the language. But if you understand what I'm feeling, then it is okay. If you're a K-State fan, you want to keep up with the latest on K-State sports, this is the podcast for you. There as well. Make sure you check out the rest of the deals that came out over Memorial Day weekend. And again, salute to the men and women who put their lives on the line so that we can enjoy what does life have to offer on this country, the United States of America. So we want to give them a shout out here on this podcast yet again, for good reasons, despite, you know, K-State getting robbed of a regional bid here in the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. So definitely, if you love what you're hearing, definitely get caught up on now on the latest episodes of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. And yeah, this pretty much wraps it up here. Obviously, you still have track and field left with the Emma Robbins, Kay McCall, your right big escape attempt to try to place at Nationals coming up, I believe, next week. Yeah. Or I say later this week as well. Trying to gather my thoughts here after what's been a frustrating 24 hours on the seeing K-State baseball not getting in, as we all thought. We all thought we were going to get in after eliminating Texas who was the best team in the conference this year. So it's just mind-boggling that we still rely on these stupid-ass computers about head-to-head competition and RPI and all. You throw that crap out in the garbage can, please. That's all I gotta say after that crap show. But whatever, I'm gonna continue on this rant. Man, I'm pretty sure Alex got something to say. But again, and looking on the flip side, I mean, you gotta beat teams that you gotta beat. But a lot of overall aspects here, you know. Still though, K-State looked to be in, and then of course, you know, the committee, the NCAA baseball committee, I guess the last minute chaser Dan Mouse, oh, we don't want this K-State in. We'll take the brand name OU in over this lame-ass K-State. Whatever, go screw off. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, another PBBD in edition. Make sure you stay tuned for more K-State action on this podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition.